Hey, Flaunt Squad. Hey, Flaunt Squad. Welcome to Flaunt Performance Podcast, the podcast for the voluptuous runner. And our motto is all bodies are built to run. We do not focus on weight loss over here. Whether you're a plus size, a voluptuous, fat, thick, whatever you want to call yourself, this is not the podcast for weight loss. This is the podcast for people who love running and love running in the bodies that they already have. So we celebrate the thick, fat, plus size, voluptuous runner in all ways possible, and we don't talk about weight loss. Some of our guests may have mentioned weight loss before, but that is not something that we focus on in general on the show. I had the pleasure of speaking with Keith Kimball from Run Chicago. It's a great treadmill gym that's opening up in Chicago in just a few days. How exciting is that if you're in the Chicago area? I'm in the Chicago area, not biased to anybody who is outside of the Chicago area because we have people all over the world. But even if you're not in the Chicago area, you'll be able to learn something from this podcast, from this episode, because we talk about training. We talk about the benefits of treadmill training for the slow runners who want to remain slow, who don't mind being the slow runners. We talk about treadmill training for the runners who want to speed up their paces. We talk about hill training. We talk about all types of good stuff. If you're training and you don't want to weather the cold weather in, say, Minnesota or Chicago, and you want to just take it indoors for the winter, we talk about that too. So sit back and listen to my interview with Keith Kimball. Oh, in the interview, I do ask him about the weight limit on the treadmills, and he got back with me later on, and he said the weight limit is for 100 pounds. So sit back and listen to my interview with Keith Kimball from Run Chicago. Welcome to the show, Keith.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about Run Chicago. I'm not sure how I found out about you. I'm just grateful that you are opening. Are you open already in Chicago?
We open up August 27th with an open house. We're having an open house from 12 to 6, which will include a charity relay run. Four runners, 2 hours, one treadmill. And for every mile the participants rack up, we give $5 to an organization called Chicago Run that does after-school running programs in CPS schools. August 27th, that's our open house.
That's amazing. Where will you be located?
We are at 1448 West Willow, basically North Avenue in Elston.
Okay. So, Keith, yeah. Now, you know, a lot of runners do not like the treadmill.
What is it called,
the treadmill. Yeah. And running on a treadmill is quite different from running on outdoor terrain.
Sure.
How does treadmill training prepare people for outdoor training?
Treadmill training can train you for outdoor training because if you've ever, like in Chicago, you know, there's not a lot of hills. So if you're ever going to be running in a place that might have a hill or two, if you're running in Chicago, it's hard to mimic that. Because honestly, our treadmills go up to 15% incline. So it gives you a chance to work with some different terrain in a very enclosed, very safe space. It'll also help you running outside because, again, it's a very controlled space. If you've ever run outside before, it's easy to zone out. It's easy to get disconnected. But at Run Chicago, you'll be anything but disconnected. The music will be pumping. The intervals are always changing. It makes the time go by so, so fast.
You know what, Keith, you just brought up a good point. It's easy to get disconnected outside. And I think that is one of the reasons why people enjoy outdoor running a lot, because
sure,
you can disconnect.
Sure.
So how do you train your brain to reconnect to your body and to running and to really get into the workout during a treadmill training?
During a treadmill workout, that's what we're going to do best at. Like you said, running outdoors, it's easy to get disconnected, which is fun, which is great, if someone comes to Run Chicago, I'm never going to say you're not going to run outside. In fact, I'd love for people to do Run Chicago once a week and then run outdoors every other day of the week. It's just a way to change everything up because it's easy to get into a rut when you're running outside. With Run Chicago, you're going to stay engaged through the music. I taught a treadmill class for a local gym chain for years. And we did interval training on treadmills with no music. It was easy to kind of zone out. Now you'll do an interval, and by an interval I mean anything that's going to have a set pattern. Like a possible interval we would run is called a Tabata set. Just a fancy way of saying 20 seconds work, 10 seconds rest, 8 rounds. So what we will do on the treadmill, we will hop on the treadmill at a pace. It's completely up to you. Let's say we do a fast pace, whatever fast means to you. You hop on that treadmill for 20 seconds. You step off the treadmill for 10 seconds. You rest, repeat 8 times, then hop back on. We walk for a minute, let you catch your breath. Then we'll run a couple of hills. So things are always constantly changing. Because people say they hate treadmill or dreadmill running. They just hate the way they run on a treadmill. The way most people run on a treadmill, they'll hop on there for 30 minutes at the exact same speed. No wonder treadmills have televisions on them. If you need a television during your workout might be boring. Just say, I worked at gyms for years, and I'd see people reading magazines. I'm like, wow, that must suck to have to distract yourself with a magazine. Here, you'll never have time. Our classes are 45 minutes, and even before we were doing music, like at my old gym chain, people were like, oh, it's over? Yeah, it's over. You've been running for 45 minutes.
Wow, Keith, you must have seen me at the gym reading magazines.
Right, which is fine. Again, if that's what you want to do, I'm just saying this is just different.
I agree with you.
Sometimes you just want to forget about your day, and that's cool. That's fine. This is not going to be that.
I agree with you. If you have to read a magazine, it is not enjoyable at all. You did mention that you would prefer people to do treadmill training maybe once a week and run on the trail or wherever they usually run the rest of the days. Why shouldn't we log all of our miles in on treadmills?
It's fine if people want to. But again, what at Run Chicago, we're about variety. We can have you running faster than you ever thought, whether that means a quick walk or that means like a 4-minute mile pace and anything in between, literally. If you can walk, you can do run. No big deal. But you should be outside again because you want to change it up. That's why running gets boring, is you do the same thing. Your run is boring. Running is not boring. Running can be running along, running watching mountains. It can be running along the lake. Running is anything but boring. But when you do the exact same thing, even if you did Run Chicago 7 days a week, that would be boring. You come in on a Sunday morning, you do a 45-minute run, you go have your brunch the next morning, you go run along the lake. Maybe Wednesday you come back to run, and then you run in your neighborhood on Thursday. You just keep changing it up. Running is what you make it. Running doesn't mean you're actually, out of breath the entire time. Running can be walking and then running, and then walking and then running. And, anyway. I ramble on. I love running. You can make it whatever you want to make it. You can make it like zoning out. Like, my day sucked. I just want to go run along the lake for 30 minutes and not think about anything. Fine.
You know what? That's a good point. When you just mentioned the running and walking, I'm noticing a lot of people are doing that now. Are you going to have classes that are specifically geared toward people who do the run-walk training?
All of our classes are geared towards people who do run-walk training. At Run Chicago, like I said before, if you can walk, you can run. Run with two N's. We worked with perceived exertion. My grandmother could run next to a guy who was running cross country or a lady who was an 800-meter sprinter. They can all run together. I used to have people. Let me go back. It's all perceived exertion. Basically, we work in four levels. Level one is your recovery pace. What does that mean? Anything between a 1 on the treadmill and a 14 on the treadmill. Anything. But at your recovery pace, you need to be able to talk and do it at the same time. I encourage people to start where they are, not where they want to be. That just leads you to frustration. So we'll work in a recovery pace. We'll work in a medium. What does medium mean? Little faster than your recovery. And then our third pace is going to be fast. What is fast? A little faster than your medium. And what is sprint? Sprint is you're out of breath after about 30 seconds. So literally, you could be as deconditioned as you want to be. I used to have classes where I would have literally a person who just had a hip replacement like 3 months prior, literally on a treadmill next to a person who ran cross country Division II cross country. They just did what they felt. My cross country runner, he was running at a seven on the treadmill, and that was his recovery pace. The hip replacement person was a 1.5 on the treadmill. You do what you do, and you can work from there.
Okay. And I've also read that treadmill training can help people who are, say, both of us are in the Chicago area, but we have listeners all over the world. But, you know, I've heard that if you train on the treadmill, maybe during the winter, you may be able to go and do those Florida spring races. Will you really be prepared, though? Because, again, like we said, the terrain is different. When you're running on the pavement versus the treadmill, if I logged in all of my miles during the winter, because in Chicago, we don't want to slip and slide. Well, Chicago runs in blizzards, but, you know, some people
don't. Right. Honestly, I don't do that. Don't tell anybody. No one else is listening to this, but don't tell me. I am not running in the snow and the ice.
Oh, really?
No, God, no. I run on a treadmill when it's cold, man. Life's too short. Okay. Anyway, will you be prepared? My goodness. Where was this race? It was a San Francisco race. You know, San Francisco is known for their hills. The person did tons of my classes, and they were so ready. As soon as they hit a hill and it wasn't tough, they're like, wow, okay, this is what a 10% incline feels like in the real world.
Okay.
Oh my God. It's a way to keep active. You never ever have to worry about the weather. You never have to worry about being motivated either, because as long as you show up, we'll motivate you. Don't worry. I just need you in the door. You come into the door, you have fun, and we'll make sure you have fun. We'll make sure that you felt welcomed when you were here.
How can your treadmill classes help with somebody who's wanting to increase speed?
When you zone out, when you're running outside, what pace are you running at? You have no idea. At least, even if you're completely disappointed in your speed, at least you know how fast you're going. And if you slow down the treadmill, at least you know you slowed it down. So yeah, it's a way to keep yourself accountable. It's a way to keep yourself honest. Like if you're telling yourself, I want to run at an 8:30 mile pace, well, we can put your treadmill at an 8:30 mile pace, and you can see if you can do it or not.
Okay.
Outside, it's easy to slow down and go, oh, wait a second. Wait, where am I? How fast am I going? No idea. If you slow down and run, at least you know you slowed down, and you'll find yourself way, way more accountable. And you'll find with our coaches, you'll find you're a lot faster than you think you are. Everybody's faster than they think they are. Everybody. Whatever that means. It's all relative, right?
Now, how do we translate that into the pavement outdoors? If we're doing an 8:30 in your class, how do we keep that up when we go outdoors?
Oh, honestly, it gives you a different gear. Because if you've never run at an 8:30 mile pace, you have no idea what it feels like. What I'm going to give you is an extra gear. When you see that, when the mile markers, let's say you're running the Bucktown 5K on the 606, you see there's a half mile left. You know what an 8:30 mile feels like. If you're using a Garmin watch that paces you, you can do that. But at the very least, if you've done enough run classes, when you kick it into gear, you'll know you kicked it into gear. You'll know what it feels like. If you've been spending all your time zoned out running outside, you have no idea how fast you are. Let's say you have another half mile to go. You can kick it in because you've been training faster than you usually train.
Is treadmill training good for slow runners who may not even want to increase their speed?
Yeah, absolutely. It's good. It's good to keep active. Honestly, you put your treadmill at a 10% incline. I don't care if you're running at a 1 or a 10. It's all hard. I always tell people when we're up at 12% incline, there is no slow speed. There's no such thing as a slow speed at 12% incline. So speed is relative, right? Speed is speed for you. You could literally just walk the whole class. Like if you felt like you're deconditioned, like, man, I love people saying I'm not a runner. That's all right. Are you a walker? Oh, you're a walker? Great. Hop on the treadmill to 1, make that your recovery pace. Speed it up to a quicker walk, and then a quicker walk. You can do the entire class walking, and nobody cares. Nobody judges you. You come in, and you're going to get the same high five as the person who's running a 5-minute mile. The same workout.
For our safety, what kind of shoes should we be using when we do the training?
you know, I would always recommend people make sure they don't have super old shoes. It's you know, I would always say buy your shoes from a reputable dealer. We're going to be doing some work with Fleet Feet. They're going to be helping us doing a little promotion for our charity run. But go to a reputable dealer, they can get you hooked up. I would never say the type of shoes because I don't know your feet. You really need to have someone, you know, for your body type and how you like to run. If you're someone who needs a little more stability, if you're a little bit of a heavier runner, fine. You might need a shoe with a little more stability. But what I wouldn't do, honestly, I'm not a huge fan of buying shoes online. One, because it's hard to test them out. Fleet Feet will actually let you run up and down the street. If you buy your shoes online because they look pretty, it's problematic. You need to have someone actually give you a little advice. You know, everybody's different. Everybody needs a different shoe. And you need to actually touch and feel the shoe. I'm not a big fan of buying shoes online. And also, sometimes at the gym, I used to see people with super old shoes. Shoes are not where you need to save money. Save money on not buying a $65 tank top. Because an old Hanes t-shirt and a tank top that costs $80 are not that much different. But if you're still wearing the shoes you were wearing 10 years ago, spring for the new shoes. Start with the shoes. It starts from the bottom up.
Yeah, I agree. Shoes are so important. We had a few doctors on the show talking about that a while back. Keith, how do our bodies move differently on treadmills than they do on outdoor surfaces?
Oh, treadmills have you may not notice it at the beginning, but treadmills automatically have a natural springiness. So it's automatically, when you hop on that treadmill, it's automatically going to be less impact. So if you want to log a lot of miles, treadmill running's not bad. It's a good way to keep yourself accountable, but also that natural springiness of the treadmill. Because as you know, concrete does not give. You do a couple of run classes, then you hop on the concrete, you'll feel the difference.
Yeah, certainly. Can treadmill training be good for people who are recovering from injuries, since you just said that?
Amazing for people coming from an injury because, again, you're going to be super conscious of the pace you're running. Because it's really easy when you get that adrenaline going. Like let's just say, you know, your doctor, or your orthopedist, whoever you were working with after an injury says, you know, not to run above a certain pace. Well, on a treadmill, you know what that pace is. We can help you out with that pace. We can let you know what it is. And you'll always know if you're in the right zone.
Outside of your classes, what other things are you doing? Are you doing personal training on the treadmills? What else?
We're not. We want to keep it strictly group fitness. I have a group fitness background. Personal training is fantastic. And we have a lot of personal trainers that are instructors. So I have a personal training certification. Honestly, I've never used it. It's too much like being a therapist for me. Some people are into that. My wife is a therapist. Couldn't do it. It's like cutting hair. I couldn't handle it. I like talking to 20 people. One person, as you can tell, I can get a little annoying. But in front of 20 people, I'm good. 20 people, I'm good. One person, I'm a little on the annoying side. But yeah, we got personal trainers teaching for us. That some work at big box gyms. Some work at their own spaces. We have a trainer. We have a trainer with works with us. That literally works with her clients in a gym inside her apartment building.
Okay. What are the weight limits on your machines?
I'm actually not aware. 500 pounds probably?
Okay. All right.
Well, pretty big. You can pretty handle it. Yeah. Honestly, that's funny you should ask that. But I've been in gyms for years, and I've never seen someone too heavy to work on a treadmill.
Okay.
Never seen it.
Yeah, because some machines don't handle certain weights. So, and I don't know if treadmills are some of those machines. I know home treadmills are very different from the treadmills that you use, anyway.
So. Oh yeah, we're using the Life Fitness Integrity Series commercial treadmills. I know what you're talking about. Like I was also a spin instructor for years, and those spin bikes, you couldn't be over 300 pounds and be on a spin bike.
Okay. So, but people won't have to worry about that on the treadmill training.
No. Now that you say that, maybe I'll figure out exactly what the weight is. But I've been working on these kind of treadmills for years, and I've had people of all shapes and sizes.
Are you excited about opening this gym? I mean, Chicago is an elite, world class running city.
I can't wait. 3 years ago, I started out in group fitness as a spin instructor, and about 3 years ago, I was walking out of a spin studio, and I just thought to myself, what if we just added the music and the fun and just ran instead of on spin bikes? And 3 years later, here we are.
With the spin class, I know people do little dance moves sometimes. I've taken some really fun spin classes. Can you do that on a treadmill without busting your head wide open?
No. No, my first list of priorities is first, everybody makes it out alive. And then the second is everybody has a good time. So, no, it's all going to be super safe. I'm sure everybody's seen the YouTube videos of people doing handstands on them and stuff. Not in my class. That's one thing we won't do.
Okay.
And you'll never be encouraged to do that. I'm like, just be safe. Keep your hands on those. Keep your hands on the rails.
Okay. Awesome. Keith, please let everybody know how they can get in contact with you if they want to take some of your classes, and if you are going to be opening up locations in other areas soon, if you want to let us in on that.
God, we definitely will open up in other areas. We got to get this one off the ground first, but we are excited. If you want to get in contact with us, the best email is just info@runchicago.com, and the run is spelled with two N's, info@runchicago.com.
Thank you very much, Keith, and congratulations on the opening of Run Chicago.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
All right.
Thanks to Keith Kimble from Run Chicago for being on the show. You can check Flaunt Performance out at flauntperformance.com. And we have some goodies over there. So go on over to flauntperformance.com, and I will talk to you later.